Mr. Swanson?
Keith Swanson, Los Osos. First of all, I just want to point out that Los Osos CSD, for some reason, has stopped doing their groundwater testing for nitrates. The last report was done in October of 2006. I think that's of interest to the basin and the customers and water quality for the water board to know that, as well as Los Osos. But I want to go back to the history of all of this, is that the Regional Water Quality Control Board came to some realization that, hey, there's a lot of houses here and there's no sewer. Okay, well, let's establish 8312, 8313 and create a moratorium. The county permitted all of those homes prior to that, and then you guys allow 5 years of construction of 1,140 homes, which can be attributed to the exacerbation of nitrate increase and our overdraft that exists today. You guys are culpable, and the county is culpable for this. I shouldn't be responsible for this. Where is all the money that's been set aside when all these homes were built for infrastructure? And why are we, all this was deferred until today or in the future for an assessment for something that should have been done a long time ago. But we're now paying in the rears for all the mistakes that have been done before. And that's it's unjust and it's not fair. There should be a fair share of this water board or the state to pay for this project and for the county to pay for this project. And I think that the community of Los Osos should be responsible for O&M, and that is it. Because the infrastructure, look at the community of Los Osos, 14,000 people live there and no sewer. Morro Bay has 10,000 people that live there and they have a sewer and they're not paying anywhere near $200 a month. I wish the county had done an assessment of $3,000 this time, find out what's the project that rises to the top, and then I would vote yes on it. But I cannot give them $25,000 for something I'm not aware of.
Thank you for your comments. Lisa Schicker, followed by Steve Sennett, and then Lori McCombs, and lastly, Kathleen Jensen.
Good afternoon. My name is Lisa Schicker. I'm a LOCSD board member and a citizen of Los Osos. First of all, thank you to the county and Supervisor Gibson for the report and concerns about the vacating of the CDOs. It is a big issue. I sit at meetings every week listening to public. I really want to urge your board to hear me when I say it is a big issue that is influencing the vote in a big way. And you, all of you, could do something about that. I've asked you several times. You could be heroes and cooperative with us in Los Osos. I'm asking you again. I think it's the right thing to do. We've all compromised. Our board compromised. The county is compromised. We're asking you to compromise as well. Vacating individual CDO orders when you have the ability to enforce fairly and consistently with agencies in particular, not individuals, you have that right. You have those abilities. You don't lose them. You go a long way into a peaceful, a better outcome in Los Osos. Problems with when Mr. Young says we are enforcing fairly, yet I've sat in this room for 2 years, and I can tell you that those 45 people and all the rest of us don't feel that way. It didn't appear that way, that you were enforcing fairly and equally. Or you are guilty for the discharge, but, oh, by the way, we allowed 1,100 more homes to be built. These inconsistencies are talked about all the time. They don't make any sense to a regular person. They don't make sense. They don't wash. The science is old in the basin plan. We've got prohibition lines that don't make any sense. You folks, you are in charge of fixing those things. I'm asking you from the bottom of my heart, and I have been validated as an elected official in 2004 by what the county's produced. Everything that our task force said, everything that we worked for and fought for about the price of a project and the kind of a project has been borne out by the reports independent of us completely. So I'm asking you, you may not have believed me then, but please believe me now. I'm speaking from the heart, and I'm asking you, your board, to do something about the situation and join us. You work for us. We're all citizens of California. We're not a corporate polluter. We want a solution. I ask for your assistance. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Steve Sennett.
Good afternoon, Chairman Young and board members. I'd like to take up a practical issue with regard to the CDOs. You're going to levy enforcement equally. So why not do it after you need to enforce? You do not need to enforce. You've already admitted to that. You can enforce after, you know, whenever enforcement is warranted. There's a practical issue to these letting these CDOs stand as they are. There's a required administrative relief that has to be pursued. This process involves a lot of money. You yourselves are using taxpayer money to pursue this, to oppose the administrative process to get relief for these citizens. The CSD is involved as an affected party. We're allocating resources to deal with this issue. Put an end to it right now. You can start this up whenever you at your own discretion. Later on, when it's needed. So don't waste another dime. Just don't pursue it, and end it. So there is no need for an administrative relief process. And I have to admit, when I came up here, I drove up in the parking lot and I was nervous. I saw that chemical toilet and I was relieved to see the bathrooms were functioning. So I do thank you. I want to express a lot of support, total support for the county process, and I think we can work out our issues with regard to affordability and the most affordable project, the best project, through the county process. And I'm committed to that, and I appreciate you allowing me to talk today.
Thank you for your comments. You know, just a question for staff. If we were to bring back the issue of the CDOs to the board, if we directed staff to bring that back to the board, when could that happen for reconsideration based on what staff would recommend?
Well, John, are you with us?
I'm still here, but not for long.
Okay.
I'm going to have to head off to the airport fairly soon.
Okay. The question is, how soon could we bring the issue of the CDOs back to the board? We have what are the noticing requirements?
Well, you just have to get the notice out.
I mean, as far as the length of time.
Excuse me?
As far as the length of time, I believe it's 30 days notice.
Yeah, typically 30 days is the minimum amount of time necessary. I mean, the Open Meetings Act calls for 10-day notice of items on the agenda, but for a hearing, for a public hearing on a cease and desist order, which is what this is going to have to be, 30 days would be the appropriate time. So you could, you know, if you get the notice out within the next week, you could probably do it in, you know, toward the end of October.
Our next meeting is October 19th, and then we have a meeting in December.
Well, it would be logistically, I think you could get an item on the agenda.
The 19th is in Santa Barbara, and
yes,
the December 7th is here in San Luis Obispo.
Well, what?
Yes.
This would be something that the prosecution team would bring.
John, my understanding is either the prosecution team or the advisory team could schedule this item. Is that true?
Yes, if it's the board's desire to see that, the advisory team could schedule that kind of a proceeding.
Well, how much time would you need if you were to do it?
Having it logistically, putting it on the October meeting would be difficult to do.
Okay.
It would be hard to do it.
Well. Depending on how the rest of the board feels, that can comment on this. You know what?
Yeah.
What would be the sense of the board that we have staff bring it back?
Mr. Chair, I think that the time is now to have that, to schedule that hearing. I think that the December meeting is more realistic. It's here. It gives our staff time to put it together, to notice it. I'd like to see that hearing scheduled. I'm motivated by a couple things, primarily by the desire to be contributing to the perception of treating everybody fairly. I understand that why people feel that they're not. I also think that the county process is very encouraging. What I heard today, I haven't had a chance to mention it to Supervisor Gibson and Mr. Ogren, but I think that what they're doing is very encouraging, and that we want to support that. So for several reasons, I think that scheduling a hearing and logistically in December would be the way to go. So I'd like to direct our staff to do that. I don't think we need to wait for the prosecution team. We can.
Well,
we can do it ourselves.
Mr. Thomas can do it as our advisor.
That's what I think.
Mr. Hodgson.
I'm a little concerned about the amount of time it would take us to do to fill the legal requirements, and I'm wondering, could this board direct staff to take no further action regarding Los Osos until the matter is brought back before the board at a noticed meeting?
I, you know, we can give that direction, and we've already done that, but I think what we're hearing from the community is just a tremendous amount of angst.
Yeah,
and
I was thinking third terms of something we could do today that would let people know what our feelings are.
Well,
No, there's nothing you can do today because there is no item on the agenda for action. The only thing that you can do today is provide informal direction to the advisory team and to the prosecution team and voice whatever opinions you as individual board members or collectively would like to share with the public. But there's no action item on the agenda today, and it would be inappropriate to attempt to take some kind of action.
But my understanding from our counsel is that we can direct staff to schedule a hearing mm-hmm. on this item.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
You can direct your staff to put an item on the agenda that would allow you to hold a public hearing.
Right.
You can
okay.
do that.
So right. So that's exactly what I'm suggesting that we do for the December meeting.
Okay. You know, I think that would be fine. Mainly because I think a lot more is being made out of this than need be for whatever reason. And if it diffuses some of this tension somewhat, I think there may, and if there's some benefit to it, you know, we are going to deal with them at some point in time, in one way or the other. And, you know, to do it sooner than later, I think is fine. Mr. Jeffries, how do you weigh in on this?
I concur with you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Mr. Okay. All right. Mr. Shallcross?
Yeah, I think that's fine and right. And we already have, as far as I know, directed staff to hold all enforcement on this item in abeyance. So I don't think we need to do anything further on that.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Mr. Thomas.
I'd like to let Mr. Packard speak on this issue as well.
Thank you. Harvey Packard. I just want to remind the board of a couple things that have already been brought up. One, the due dates in the 13 cease and desist orders that the board issued recently have either all passed or are far in the future. And as Mr. Shallcross mentions, we have absolutely no intention of taking any enforcement action on those 13. We talk about 45, but the board needs to remember that they only adopted 13 cease and desist orders. Of those 13, two are in the petition process still with the state board, eight are in Superior Court and being contested. I also want to, so it's our position that it's unnecessary at this time to rescind those orders. I also want to make or point out to the board that those are not the only orders that the board has issued over the years. In fact, there are many others, and it would help if the board would clarify what they have in mind at this hearing. Let me mention some of the orders. There's two cease and desist orders for community systems owned by the CSD. There's the fire station owned by the CSD. Four private mobile home parks have cease and desist orders, six condo and apartment complexes, one industrial facility, and five other single-family dwellings in Los Osos. All told, they cover about 700 dwelling units. So we're not just talking about the 13 here.
Yeah. I think we're talking about the 45 that were drawn at random.
Well, and if you look at the 45, they're settlement agreements. So what are we going to do about the settlement agreements?
Well, maybe we can talk about it at that time.
Yeah.
That's what this is to look at this whole issue and see what we...
That's what we're talking about. We can't take action right now.
Right.
So as Mr. Shawcross says, we put those on the agenda.
Yeah.
That's the agenda item.
Okay.
And we'll reach the issues that you're talking about at that point.
The hearing notice, I believe, will have to have some specificity into which CDOs you're considering.
Well, can it be an and or type scenario? I mean, if we're going to look at everything,
I think you better direct that to your attorney.
I don't think we're interested in looking at everything.
Well, it's a legitimate question as to whether you look at 13 and you leave others that have been previously issued alone.
Okay, from what I was hearing folks say, they're concerned about the cease and desist orders that were issued pursuant to the 45.
I know, but there are others that aren't here that may fall into the other categories. And so, if we're
the CSD's cease and desist orders.
Well, that is one, but I'm thinking about the others that Mr. Packard was mentioning.
I think we can.
So, I'm very willing to have something come back that's noticed where we can kind of consider.
Okay.
What to do across the board.
Okay.
I don't want to start picking and choosing.
You were saying, and I think Harvey thought you were saying, we were going to be noticing hearings for that day, for December.
Yeah. Right.
Full-blown hearings.
No. Well, a hearing, a board action item to consider what to do.
That's
a hearing. That is a hearing.
Okay.
It's an absolute hearing.
Because each one of the 13 gets a separate hearing.
Right.
Under
correct.
The law. Okay.
Right. And
so how many hearings are... The question is, how many hearings would we be noticing?
We could ask John Richards. John, can the board hold a hearing to consider a group of cease and desist orders?
Certainly.
Okay. Now, what do you want to do, if anything, about the settlement agreements? I mean, those folks, I don't know if they're here or not, but certainly the first thing they're going to do is say, wait a minute.
Well, no, and that's what they should do. So we need to deal with that.
And are you suggesting that we don't do that in December but wait for a later date?
Yeah, there's no rush. I think because we don't know what we're going to do in December.
Okay.
So how can we say now what we're going to do with the...
Okay.
You know,
I have a suggestion.
Yeah. Yes.
I suggest that if the board wants to hold a hearing to consider cease and desist orders and the settlement agreements, that we issue a notice that says just that and limit it to those that were considered in the first 45.
I agree.
Okay. That's it. I think that's fine.
I would just say that if you're going to consider the CDOs, you definitely must consider the settlements. I think it'd be unfair to leave those in place.
Right, and that's my concern.
That's what we want to do.
That's what I said. I said the cease and desist orders and the settlements.
Right. So that would be December
7th. 7th.
Okay. All right. So, Mr. Thomas, you'll take care of that noticing?
Yes.
Okay. Let's move on. Who's next? Is it Lori McCombs, or did we already hear from Ms. McCombs? No, we didn't. Then Kathleen Jensen, and last but never least is Bruce Payne.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Mr. Richards.
I'm going to have to leave for the airport.
Okay. Well, I understand that this is your last board meeting. Is that correct?
I didn't hear that.
I understand this is your last board meeting, at least with us.
Yes, my last day is going to be essentially the 19th of October.
Okay. Well, let me say a few words about that.
Can we have a hearing and we can reconsider that?
John, who is on the phone, John Richards, our attorney on this matter, has served the state water boards for 27 years, including several years assigned to our region, providing legal opinion and guidance to this board from 1985 through 1987, in addition to filling in as needed on several occasions throughout the years. Most recently, he has been advising the board on Los Osos issues, usually when water board attorneys agree to assist another board on a matter due to a conflict or a bias claim. The assignment involves preparing for and attending a single hearing, usually lasting only a few hours. In this case, John has been actively assisting the board on all Los Osos-related matters for almost a year and a half, both behind and in front of the cameras. He has traveled to San Luis Obispo, a 10-hour round trip from Sacramento, if you're lucky, and other board meeting locations on multiple occasions. John agreed to take on this assignment while carrying a very full load as the sole attorney for the San Diego region. Despite the extraordinary amount of time he has spent assisting our region in this extracurricular capacity with these very challenging cases, John is always professional, thoughtful, and good-natured. John, we greatly appreciate your work for the state and regional boards, and we especially appreciate your earlier assignments to this board and your recent extra role in assisting us. We congratulate you on your career and on your retirement, and we all wish you the very best in your new life. So thank you very much, John.
Well, thank you very much. That was very nice.
Okay. Any other board comments?
Thank you.
To John before he...
Thank you, John.
Okay. Good luck, John.
Thanks very much.
Okay.
And we'll talk to you later.
All righty.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Ms. McCombs, sorry about that.
Boy, after all that, now my whole scheme of things have changed. Okay, my name is Lori McCombs. I'm CDO holder 1026, and I wish it was closer to Halloween so I could have the fake knife at my throat, because I appreciate the fact that now I don't have to read any of the information because I have to vote yes on 218. I am pressured to vote yes on 218. You haven't given any evidence of what you're going to do.
We're sorry.
If we have a no
Your
vote.
Your call did not go through. Will you?
Sorry about that.
My time.
I'll stop your time.
Okay. Are they naked?
Okay. Go ahead. We haven't given you any indication of what we're going to do.
Yeah. What happens
okay.
if we have a no vote?
Okay.
Okay. And so I completely. 100% feel pressured that I have to vote on 218, no question, because I am one of the random 45. Whether I signed a phony, what you would call a settlement, it's no better than a CDO. We all know that. And so I was supposedly random picked, and all you've said all day is you want to treat everybody fairly. Well, for a year and a half, I haven't been treated fairly. I've been convicted of being a polluter of the waters of the state of California. As far as I really feel you've gotten your goal across, your goal was not to do anything about these CDOs or CAOs until the 218. Even in court, the same thing happened. We've been begging for the administrative record for months. We didn't get it, but now all of a sudden the judge is going to let us have it after the vote. after the vote, because nobody here wanted to get the record together so we could even play fairly with our court appeal. I'm really sorry I have to choose yes on 218. I really am, because I feel like I'm letting my rights go to waste, as far as I don't want to lose my house over paying lawyer fees to fight the government for doing something so unfair. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, Ms. McCombs. Kathleen Jensen, followed by Bruce Payne.
Good afternoon. I'm Kathleen Jensen of Los Osos Prohibition Zone. And I wasn't going to speak. I wasn't even going to come today, but just came with a friend at the last minute. And while sitting and listening to what's been said so far, these things came to mind, and I thought I would like to explain to you the reason why I would cast a no vote on 218. Number one being, it's the highest cost per capita project in the country, and I've sure been looking for our protection and wonder when it's going to come. It's never been dealt with. It's affordability. Number two, there's three more good reasons. These are new ones. It's Mr. Murphy, Mr. Ripley, and the regional plan. They may all work best together, and they should all be considered by this board and the county. Number three, Montgomery Watson, Carrillo, and other entities have issues that have not been resolved. We feel there have been great mistakes made because of this power base, and would not want them, with the county's blessing, to be awarded contracts in view of new, wiser, and less expensive options, utmost being our saltwater intrusion problem. Number four, Measure B initiative was passed by the people, and it may still be alive. It stuck the community with large pipe prejudice and expense. How will this influence the county's choice now? The Water Board has never proved that I'm polluting, or they've never managed the septic management district to protect our water. And I suppose you should have done it in 77, but nobody followed through. I've owned my home since 1973. I'm 72 feet above groundwater, and my lot is about 95 by 95. Number five, we cannot be afraid to vote yes or no, and should be given reassurance we will not be individually or collectively targeted by this board for doing so.
Can you wrap it up, Ms. Jensen?
This is my last sentence. If more openness and truth is not considered by the county in the next 45 days, I would expect this board to be open as well. Then I will vote no on the 218.
Thank you very much for your comments. Bruce Payne, last speaker.
Good afternoon. Bruce Payne, resident of Los Osos. CDO number 1000. I want you to notice there's five digits there, right? So we start out 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's six digits. There are 46 CDOs. Do you have that through now? I got a couple of books here, really good reading. Abuse of Power, that's great. I think everybody in Los Osos should know about abuse of power. We're looking at eminent domain and urban renewal grants coming up for mid-block access. This is a really great book. For those people who don't know what zero access is, this lady worked real hard to get the plastic factories in the Gulf Coast of Texas and the inland waterways to quit dumping pollutants and killing her shrimp. She was a shrimper before she ended up with nothing to shrimp and took on the fight. So that's good reading right there. And so this brings us up to zero discharge. There's a lot of other things I'd like to talk about. Number one, you're a lot of attorneys here, I guess. Title 33, Chapter 26 of the U.S. Law. Look it up. One of the previous speakers kept saying something about 8313 says zero discharge. And I remember Lisa at one of these meetings asking somebody on staff, I don't remember exactly, I believe it was Mr. Thompson, but if she ran clear water into her leach field, would she be illegally discharging? He says, of course, you can't run anything into your leach field. How many of you know what zero discharge is with water? Anybody got a definition of zero discharge? Well, the gentleman talked to you a couple of times. There's a settlement agreement I can sign.
Thank you for your comments.
Formal notification of exemption from assessments and enforcement. I intend to have two or three, several hundred of these by the next meeting with...
Thank you for your comments, Mr. Payne.
Yeah, public engineer stamp and signature on them. Thank you.
Mr. Packard?
I'd like to address one more point, if I may.
Sure.
And that is the discussions brought up by Mr. Murphy and Mr. Lowe earlier today and the form that Mr. Payne just showed you. We haven't made any determination of the technology that they're putting forward. Mr. Ogren has talked about the process the county has where they can submit private industry proposals for proprietary systems and get evaluated. That's the process that Mr. Murphy and Mr. Lowe need to go through. But I do need to say that their interpretation of U.S. law is wrong, that the reclamator does discharge waste, that users of the reclamator will still violate the basin plan prohibition, that the form that Mr. Payne has just showed you is invalid, has no bearing, no weight, and the citizens of Los Osos need to understand that and be sure of that before they believe any of the claims of Mr. Lowe or Mr. Murphy. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. We have concluded this item. I just wanted to thank the county again for coming before us. I thank everyone for their comments. And everything now is in the mail.
Right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. All right. So we'll move on now.